Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning. I hope everyone had a terrific weekend. A lot of things going on in the world of sports. We'll talk Jeremy Maclin in just a little bit. We'll talk also the NBA and NHL playoffs. We will start actually with those NBA finals on today's show. Hello, by the way, Jeff Wirtz in the 15 Minutes of Fan Studios. This is in the Blog Talk Radio Studios. I got to get my sponsors in, guys. The Blog Talk Radio Studios. This is 15 Minutes of Fan. We'll edit that out in post-production. Wow. Great start to a Monday. Game two of the NBA Finals last night, Golden State taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Golden State already the game one winner. They tried to extend that in game two, and that's exactly what they did. A dominating effort last night by the Golden State Warriors, 132-113. 33 points for Kevin Durant, 32 for Steph Curry in this game. Man, KD has just, and we said this, and I think it was very well known going into this NBA Finals, KD had to be at his best to succeed in this series. And KD has been at his best and beyond. Again, 33 points for him, 13 rebounds, 6 assists in this game, and played lockdown defense all night long. Just excellent defense. No matter who he was matched up against, whether it was LeBron, whether it was Tristan Thompson, whether it was J.R. Smith, all night long, KD had some excellent, excellent defense. And then you add to that Steph Curry just going off once again. He was 14 of 14 from the charity stripe in this game. Nearly half of his points coming via the free throw. Kids, make your free throws. Make your free throws. A triple-double for Steph. 32, 10 rebounds, and 11 dimes in the game. Just an all-around great effort by Steph Curry, and they get the Game 2 victory, 132-113 over the Cavs. LeBron James, 29 points in the game, 12 of 18 shooting. Also did grab 11 boards with 14 assists, a game-high 14 assists for LeBron, playoff high as well for LeBron with those 14 dimes, but it was all for naught as the Warriors were just too much in this game. Again, 132-113, the victory. Golden State now a 2-0 series lead. And, you know, after the game last night, there are stupid questions asked in every press conference. There are stupid questions asked all the time. But this one may have taken it over the top. A reporter last night asked LeBron James post-game if he thought they must defend home court. The Cavs now returning home after these two on the road in Oakland. Now, the reporter asked if LeBron thought that they must defend home court. LeBron responded to him, well, what happens if we don't defend home court? What happens if we don't win a game at home? And the reporter said, well, that means you get swept. LeBron replied, well, I guess you just answered your question then, right? Come on, bro. To steal a line from Bryce Harper, that's a clown question. That is a clown question.
You are a meathead.
What happens if you don't defend home court? I'm not going to release this guy's name, but what a moron. Just absolutely what a...
You are an idiot.
You are an idiot. Ha, 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 ha.
But again, Golden State does get the 132-113 victory. Game 3 coming up on Wednesday. We'll have a little bit more on that in the coming days. Wednesday night, you will see Game 3 between the Warriors and the Cavs. That one coming back to Cleveland, Ohio. To the NFL now, some news, and you don't generally, when you get team news in June, it's not good. Well, this, I don't even know where to stand with this. We heard about the Jeremy Maclin news, and if you didn't, Jeremy Maclin released by the Chiefs on Saturday. On Friday. Late Friday, he was released by the Chiefs. You know, I get it. I get the reason. He will save $10 million for the team. I understand that. But a week after his wedding, and instead of going to the wedding, or instead of going to his honeymoon, he spent a few days in voluntary workouts, and then you cut the dude? I don't know. That's kind of low, Chiefs. That's kind of low. I don't think it's going to make a huge impact on this team. J-Mac was good last year. He was good. This wide receiver core had something to be there was a lot to be desired from this wide receiver core last year. Only 536 yards. That was with a quarterback that threw the ball more than 5 yards, granted. Now this J-Mac thing, it's taking the world by storm right now. There are talks that, and this is from the official Buffalo Bills Twitter, that he is being recruited by the Bills, being recruited by LeSean McCoy, who now a running back in Buffalo, who he was teammates with Maclin in Philly several years ago, now trying to recruit him to come. That if it's reported by a team Twitter account, you have to believe that it is much closer than just a pipe dream right now. You have to think maybe this is just almost going to happen. Hell, by the end of the day, Jeremy Maclin might have a new team. I don't think it's going to be a long wait process for Jeremy Maclin. There is no non-compete clause. There is no lack of, barring teams picking me up. It's wherever J-Mac goes, J-Mac goes. And I think we might see that by the end of the day. A talented wide receiver like that, and Maclin has a lot to give a team yet. He can be a one on multiple teams. He would be a solid two on all of the teams. That's all there is to it. He could be a solid, solid guy. So best of luck to Jeremy Maclin. But quite frankly, with Alex Smith, it's going to be Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce. We're seeing the last year, at least in my mind, of Alex Smith. So this just probably wasn't a good fit. And as we said, it can save so much money for the Chiefs. But sucks to see Maclin go, because he was a nice part of this Chiefs offense. But again, hey, 10 extra million. We can do whatever we want now. Get some something. I don't know what. Something to boost to that offense just a little bit. Boost defense, I should say, a little bit more. $10 million extra play with the Hunt. Have to feel pretty darn happy about that. Speaking of things in football to feel happy about, Hank Williams Jr. has, because Hank Williams Jr. makes this show all the time, Hank Williams Jr. will be back with an all-new version of All My Rowdy Friends before the first Monday Night Football game this season, that one being September 11th, Saints and Vikings. You will get a whole new version of the Monday Night Football theme coming up, so something to look forward to in 2017 for those who lived through the 80s and 90s of Monday Night Football. And were, you know, that's just synonymous with Monday Night Football. He's coming back now, supposedly an all new song, excuse me, for this upcoming 2017 season. So Monday Night Football still not watchable 90% of the time, but hey, tune in, you can listen to a good song. All right, as we close out today's show, I want to take a look at what we have coming up in the next few hours, really. After a Game 2 victory on Saturday for the Nashville Predators, a Game 3 victory on Saturday for the Nashville Predators in convincing fashion, Game 4 tonight between the Pens and the Predators. 7 o'clock on NBC. As I said, the Penguins now leading that series 2-1. The Predators had to get the game three victory. Excuse me. They hope to continue that role. Pittsburgh can't go up 3-1 against these Nashville Predators. If they do, this thing will be over quickly. But again, 7 o'clock tonight, NBC is where you can find Penguins and Predators. Also tonight, the Boys in Blue get back at it. They get 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Now, after they get on a roll, they face the toughest team, the best team in the American League. Tonight, they send out Ian Kennedy. Ian Kennedy. That's all you need to say. Ian Kennedy is a four-letter word right now in Kansas City, 0-5 with a 5.12 ERA. He matches up against the Houston Astros tonight. Mike Fiers going to the mound for Houston in this game, 2-2 with a 4.96 ERA. Astros and Royals tonight, 7-15 from the K. Ian Kennedy just trying to get any semblance of a winning streak coming up. This will be his fourth start since coming off the disabled list. Still has yet to win a game this year. This Royals team, unless they have some momentum, and they should have momentum, a couple of good wins coming up over the weekend. They had a couple of big victories, but, man, this is a Houston Astros team that is good. They are good, and they know how to win tight ball games. They know how to win blowouts. Anything that can be thrown at this Astros team, they have seen it, and they have been able to blow some teams out. They are on pace right now to hit 120 wins. Obviously, that won't happen, but on pace to get to 120 wins, as we are now just a third of the way through the big league season. But again, 7:15 tonight at the K, Royals and Astros. It'll be Kennedy against Fiers. I'll look ahead at what is coming up on the show this week. Remember, start Wednesday, we will have WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch joining me every Wednesday throughout the summer. That coming up starting on this coming Wednesday, June 7th. Jonathan will join me. We'll talk NHL. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk a little Royals. Whatever may come up, we will have a little fun. That coming up again on Wednesday, and every Wednesday throughout the rest of the summer, I'll be joined by Jonathan Deutsch. We'll talk a little bit more. Jeremy Macklin, I'm sure, on Wednesday, as well as maybe the Royals riding the ship a little bit with this series against the Houston Astros. But again, do join me on Wednesday, as Jonathan Deutsch will be in studio for his weekly segment. We'll talk all things sports. with JD coming up on Wednesday. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll be back here tomorrow. We'll take a look at potentially a big Royals win, exactly where Jeremy Maclin may be going, and a whole lot more. We'll talk NBA and NHL finals as well on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fans.